Bless the Lord, O my soul. The word says that this is the day that God has created. This is the day that God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And you know, that's a statement we need to make in our heart every single day. I like to say all the time, and I say it just about every single day, something great is going to happen today. So I'm saying to you, to all our viewers, and thank you for joining us tonight, something great is going to happen to you. Over the next few sessions, the next few messages, we are going to be talking about prophecy. This is all about prophecy. And today I want to start with some fundamentals, some basics, give you some stability in your understanding. The word says, with all our getting of wisdom, get understanding. And that's where we're going to do tonight. So if you've ever wondered, how does prophecy play into today's world, today's time? How important is it? How effective is it? What does it do? Or maybe there's some of you out there that just doubt that prophecy even exists anymore today, or that it's necessary. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about that prophecy, its effectiveness, its presence in our world today. And how does the scriptures let us know? How do they tell us that prophecy either is or is not for this day? It's either past and gone. It was there in the Old Testament or in the beginning of the New, and that's it. Or is it present today? And the whole point is to awaken a sense of understanding on the inside of you so you know how to apply your faith. You know how to think about prophecy, to think correctly about it, and to know in your own heart, in your own mind, to have a good understanding. I know what prophecy is. I know what it's about. I know whether it's current or not and why it would or wouldn't be, and what God does through the word of prophecy, and actually what is prophecy in reality, and why is it or was it important in the day, and what is God doing with it, if anything, today. So I want to start in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. I want to encourage you also, jot down notes and study. Study yourself. Study the word says, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, an individual that knows how to rightly divide the word of truth. And our hope, my hope tonight, is to make something come alive on the inside of you that God wants to quicken within you by His Spirit. And here's something else to understand. In all the gifts of the Spirit, in all that God does, and all that God gifts us in doing, the Word makes it very, very clear that of all the gifts, the most important, of all the spiritual insight and power, the most important is to love. So no matter what you do or how convicted you feel about a scripture or how strong your convictions are about anything that you see within the Word, remember, you have to communicate it with love, because Christ is love. God is love. And the Word says, they that dwell in God dwell in love. So make sure if you're ministering or speaking or prophesying or you have a conviction, do it with love. Do it with the love of God, and let the love of God reign and rule in your heart. So today, a foundation. We're going to begin with Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. And it says, so Christ Himself gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And what we're going to focus on today is the prophet or the prophetic part. And is there a difference in a gift of prophecy or a word of prophecy and a prophet? And it's all the same Spirit. Everything that God has given us, every gift is from the same Spirit, and the Word clearly tells us that. But is there a difference? And the answer is yes, there is a difference. There's a difference in the calling. There's a difference in the effectiveness, or not the effectiveness of whether you or a prophet prophesies, but what that anointing is, how one brings change and what it does, what the anointing of a prophet is and what the anointing of just the gift of prophecy is. And we'll go through that as we move along over probably the next 3, 4, 5 different messages regarding prophecy. So the Word says here, Christ Himself gave some apostles and some prophets, and prophets are what we want to talk about. So right here is an answer. is prophecy for today? Well, the word says, so Christ himself gave apostles and he gave prophets. So Jesus Christ gave prophets and he gave evangelists and pastors and teachers, but prophets. Why prophets? Well, the word says to equip his people for the work, for the service of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And we're growing, but we haven't walked in the fullness of this. So what is prophecy? Prophecy is us hearing the word of God as all the works of the ministry, but prophecy is about hearing from God, about learning to listen to God. Remember, God isn't going to be caught off guard or surprised by anything, because it is by the word of prophecy, which is the spoken word of God, that everything took place. So the scriptures are telling us right here that Jesus Christ himself anointed prophets, and he anointed people to prophesy. So is the word of prophecy, or is prophecy effective or important today? And the answer again is going to be, yeah, absolutely, because prophecy is about building up the body of Christ. And when you understand that prophecy isn't just out there, it isn't just available, but it's an essential part of maturing. Apostles have their place, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So as effective and as necessary as apostles or evangelists or pastors or teachers are, prophecy and prophets are just as essential to the body of Christ, because the word tells us here that what it does is it builds us up. It strengthens us. Then we go also to Acts 2 and 17, and we also find it in Acts 2, verse 29, where the scripture says, in the last days says God. And when God says something, he doesn't change. The word teaches us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no reason for God to change, because he's all that there is. He's not only all we need, he's everything there is. And in the fullness of God, or how we attain, as the word says, we attain to the measure, the strength, the fullness of God. The word says we do it through the anointing of these offices, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Prophets and prophecy is an essential part of the word of God. As a matter of fact, it's not just thrown in there with the rest. In Acts 2 and 17, God says, in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will do what? They will prophesy. Young men, they're going to do what? They're going to see visions. What kind of visions? Prophetic visions. Visions of what? What has been or what is? No, they're going to see visions, prophetic visions, things that are to come. So understand this, when God references pouring out his spirit, what he's saying is when I do, this is what's going to happen. You're going to prophesy. I love the scripture that says God has spoken. How can we help but prophesy? Because we are intimately woven into the will of the Father, because in essence you are, whoever you are, the spoken will of God. Because nothing exists outside of the will of the Father. Not anything and not anyone. Regardless of what decisions individuals choose to make, you are still a prophetic word of God. In the last days, says God, I will pour out, not in the Old Testament days, not just in the beginning of the New Testament, but in the last days, we're still here. In the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit on all people or all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. It's not a question. God's stating, your sons and your daughters, they're going to prophesy when there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then it says, your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams, which says it doesn't matter what age group you're in. It doesn't matter what geography or part of the world you live in or demographic or who or what. God says the outpouring of my spirit is going to be announced by prophecy. In other words, people are going to begin to prophesy. And again, we'll talk about the difference between a prophet and those that have the ability to prophesy. And this is what I want to see God do in you, because this is what the word says. I want to see the Spirit of the Lord. I pray tonight that the Spirit of God will awaken that spirit, set on fire that spirit of prophecy on the inside of you. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to go out and prophesy to anybody. A prophetic word from God to you could be God telling you to go and listen to someone because they want to God wants to prophesy to you through someone. God spoke to Jeremiah one time and he said, I want you to hear the word of the Lord. So he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go down to the potter's house. So this is the prophetic word of the Lord. God's not telling Jeremiah what he wants to hear. He's telling Jeremiah, I want you to go somewhere so you can hear the word of the Lord. And he said, when you get there, you will hear my word. So a word of prophecy to you, whoever you are, can absolutely be God saying to you exactly what he said to Jeremiah. I want you to go someplace, and I want you to hear the word of the Lord. A lot of times people come into the house here, PFC, and they come with the intention that God has spoken to them. Many, many times people have said, God told me you had a word for me. And exactly what God told me you were going to talk about, you expounded, and I have insight. I understand what the word of the Lord means. We had people here just last Sunday saying the same thing. So understand, the word of prophecy for you may not necessarily be God pointing his finger at you or saying, I'm going to tell you exactly what I want you to hear right here, right now. So if you're wondering, God, I know you speak to me, but I'm not hearing you. God speaks prophetically through his direction. A word of the Lord again to you could simply be God saying, open the word. I want to show you something. Or God saying, go down, like he did Jeremiah. I want you to go down to the potter's house, and I'm going to show you there what I want you to hear. And when you get there, you're going to hear. So the whole point of power here is listen for the voice of God. And number one, first, most importantly, know God loves you enough that he's going to speak to you. And the outpouring of God's Spirit on you is going to come across to you by the spirit of prophecy, by the word of prophecy. And what was it that God said to Jeremiah? He said, Jeremiah, he said, things don't always go the way it looks like they're supposed to go. A lot of times what God was saying is it looks like, just like the potter. He said, watch the potter work the work on the wheel. When God speaks prophetically to you, he's giving you insight and understanding so he can bring a word that empowers you to do exactly what God's called you to do. And God says to Jeremiah, he said, look, he said, see how on the potter's wheel, see how the pot, how the jar, the vase, see how it was distorted in the potter's hands. So a lot of times God may give you a word, or you may be believing for something. It's a prophetic word, something God has said to you, and it looks like the thing falls apart. It has not fallen apart any more than the clay fell apart in the potter's hands. What God does is he gives us a word to give us insight. Many times, oftentimes, it's a redirection of how to think, a redirection of how to position your heart or your mind. Sometimes it's correction. It could be chastening. Not that God's coming to beat you, but that God is coming to say, listen, let me instruct you. Let me correct you. A lot of times God gives someone a prophetic word to simply go and repent. And the word simply really is understated. Repentance is when we hear the voice of God say, go the direction that I've called you to so you can hear my voice. So prophecy is the influence of any day and every day. And the word teaches us, as long as the earth and the sun and the moon are here, the word of God and the spirit of prophecy is going to continue to speak. But God said to Jeremiah, look at the potter. It looks like the vessel, and this represents your life. Looks like the vessel has just collapsed. It's a mess right now. But God says, watch, I'm going to change it. He said, the clay, and that means you. You're in the potter's hands. You're in the hands of the Father. You're in the hands of God. And he said, I'm going to shape what pleases me. A lot of times our intentions and God's intentions, as we well know, the scriptures tell us, are totally different. But prophecy is insight from God that tells us where to go. God still speaks. God is the same. And what God speaks, he wants us to hear. That's why he said, they that have an ear, let them hear what? What the Spirit of God is saying to the church. And God said, Jeremiah, know this, what work I work is by my will, And God says, my will for you, my God's will for you is that you are well, that you are not discouraged, that you are not downhearted, that you don't lose your way, wills to increase you, wills to His will to prosper you, His word to strengthen you. Prophecy is alive today. Prophecy is the backbone of the church. Prophecy is the structure and the design that reveals how God reveals that God is with us. Many times He would say things like, I'm giving my word to the prophet so you may know that there is a prophet in the land, or what God was saying is that you may know that I am God with you. Many times He said, so you will know that God is with His children Israel. God is with you. And it's important for you to know that prophecy is alive. It's an essential part of who we are, and we should hunger and thirst to be prophetic. Again, not that you go and prophesy to everyone else, but you begin to hear the word of God for yourself. Let those that have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. And the Word tells us here that young men are going to see visions. And again, what are those visions? It's all, still all connected to prophecy. You're going to see the visions of what God wants you to know is coming to pass. And then what? Why? Why would God think it so important that we know what's coming? Because everything that God does in the earth, He does through faith. The centurion soldier came to Jesus one time and he said to him, he said, may I inquire of you, Lord? And Jesus said, what? And he said, my servant, one of my servants is very, very sick. He's paralyzed and he's tormented. And Jesus said, I can go and I can heal him. And the centurion said something that changed his world, and it's affected and impacted people around the world today. And what he said was, he said, I'm not worthy. So it's really not about the worthiness of a person or even the position you're in that keeps you from hearing the Word of God. It's doubt and unbelief, as it's always been. And how does God impact the world? Through faith. So when God gives you a word, God reveals a word, the importance of having a word of prophecy is so you apply your faith to it. Jesus would say things like, according to your faith be it unto you, or what do you believe? Or what is it you see? What would you have me that I would do? And so the centurion soldier says to Christ, he says, I'm not worthy. So he said, you don't have to come to my home. And this is a highlight of prophetic word that lit up the New Testament and lights us up today because of the words that Jesus spoke after the centurion soldier said this. He said, I'm not worthy. And he said, but if you will only prophesy, if you will just speak the word of healing, I know my servant will be healed. Speak the word alone. And Jesus said to those that were around him, so Jesus is addressing the people around him, and he says, I have not seen so great a faith in all of Israel. Prophecy is alive then, was alive then, prophecy is alive today. He said, I have not seen so great a faith. Well, what did the man do? He said to Jesus, prophesy. Prophesy the word. Speak the word only. Jesus' reference to his inquiry or his question or his desire was, keep doing that. This, in you asking me to prophetically speak, he said, I've not seen so great a faith in all of Israel. Well, and what was it about what the man did? He had such faith that God's word revealed was the word to heal. God's word revealed was the word to bring things to pass, and that there was no distance. There was a world of revelation when the centurion spoke and said, speak the word only. A spoken word transcends time and space and distance and brings to pass what God has already commanded in you as a seed of prophecy. And In the next message, I'm going to talk to you about the seed of prophecy. But the word, the spoken word of prophecy is essential. It is alive today, or God would have never said, in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. The word also tells us that the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus said at one point, he said, I have much to say to you in John 16 and verse 12. Jesus said, I have much to say to you. But he said, you can't bear it right now. So it's not just information. The word or the spirit of prophecy isn't just a word. It isn't just information. The spirit of prophecy comes with an anointing. It comes with an influence. It invites that moment that's prophesied into reality. And when your faith is applied to a spoken word of God, that word that's spoken takes on the form of whatever that word is. Whatever that word was spoken, and I'm going to show you that in Genesis here in just a minute, but whatever that word was spoken takes on the body of whatever that prophecy was. Prophecy, again, is the backbone of the church. It is the structural integrity of everything that exists and everything that's going to take place from this time forward. So John 16 and verse 12 says, I have much, Jesus speaking, I have much to say, much more to say to you, howbeit or therefore, but right now you cannot bear it. But when He, the Spirit or the Holy Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own authority or of His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. So the Holy Spirit isn't going to change from one point of time to another, from one generation to another. The work of the Holy Spirit is to seek the heart of the Father. The Word says the Spirit seeks the deep things of the Father, and He reveals them to us. So the Holy Spirit, the nature, the power of the Holy Spirit in our generation is to do what? Jesus says right here, when the Holy Spirit comes, what you can't hear from me right now, what I can't say to you right now, there are times in your life you can't necessarily hear. There was something in Jeremiah's life or in his mind at that point in time, God said, I'm not going to tell you what I want you to hear. I want you to go someplace, and I'm giving you a prophetic word. And that prophetic word is simply go. Sometimes God's prophetic word to you may be go sit in church. Go get close to a prophetic word. Go get close to a prophet. Go and take yourself to a place. And why would God do that? Why would a prophetic word be go someplace? Because God ignites His word by faith. His word is alive. His word is powerful. But inside you and I, the word requires that we believe it. The word requires that we have faith. That is the word of God. God just spoke to me. And when God speaks to you, what do? You get up and you go. The centurion soldier, speak the word only. Jesus said, that's all I needed. We don't have to waste any time in distance. We don't have to think about that it has to be a physical contact in order for my word to heal him. Because of the spirit, because of the heart of faith in the centurion, he said, speak the word only. And Jesus, turning to the people, which is important because he's instructing them, saying, listen, what this man just said, what he just did, is the greatest faith, the greatest demonstration of faith that I have seen in all of Israel. And then Jesus spoke the word. And he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And the word says that when Jesus spoke in that same hour, that man was healed. God touched him by the word of prophecy. Is prophecy necessary? It is essential because prophecy never changes. The Holy Spirit does not change. What does the Holy Spirit do? Jesus said, what you can't hear me say right now, when the Holy Spirit comes, He's going to lead you and He's going to guide you. The Holy Spirit is going to lead and guide you. So understand something really important that we've been talking about for most of this teaching. Where God takes you is as important as what you hear God say. And it doesn't have to be from one location to another. But wherever God takes your heart, the Word says, count it all joy when we enter into the different tryings of our faith. Before you get insight, God gives instruction. Sometimes before, oftentimes, most of the time, before you hear a prophetic word, God will season the soil of your heart by leading you through something where not only do you desire a prophetic word, but your heart is prepared to believe what God says. And this is what, again, what the Word says in John 16 and verse 12, confirming Holy Spirit is the same. Holy Spirit is God present in spirit and power. Holy Spirit is the heart of God being revealed. And that's what the Word says. I have much to say to you, Jesus says, but you can't bear it. You can't hear it. You won't understand it right now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. And listen, we talk here at PFC all the time, and one of the things of truth we say is no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. So again, stop blaming the devil or the government or your enemy or whoever you think might be getting in your way. Nothing can hinder the spoken word of God. God has a prophetic word for you. God wants to make that word of prophecy alive in you. So wherever God wants to take you, you can hear. The Holy Spirit is the same. Jesus said when he comes, this is what he's going to do. He's going to lead and guide you, number one. So transitions and changes take place. Your faith is tried. What does that mean? Well, God will tell you things or show you things about yourself that he wants to bring a change in. And then God will also show you things that he wants to do. And as the prophetic word begins to pour into you, as God begins to speak prophetically to you, your situations, your world, your mind will begin to take on the nature of what the Holy Spirit is and who he is. It will begin to take on the nature of prophecy. Prophecy is essential. Prophecy is present, just as present as the Holy Spirit is. Prophets are present. Jesus said, I'm sending you prophets to speak the word of the Lord. Hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God. Hunger for the precious word of Jesus Christ. When the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, and he's going to tell you of things to come. When God does that by his Spirit, your heart is ignited by faith. Your mind begins to take on the nature of what the future is supposed to be, and that's what God is going to bring through his body. Not what it looks like, but what the will of the Father is. That is the truth about prophecy. We stand on the foundation. The word of the Lord is the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. And the Spirit is going to speak to you and guide you. Father, I give you praise tonight for your word. And Lord, I thank you for every ear that hears and has heard what we have spoken today. For it's not of might nor of power, but by your Spirit. And I pray and prophesy God will quicken that spirit of prophecy on the inside of you. God will give you direction. God will give you instruction. And then God will give you insight. Just as he instructed Jeremiah, he's going to instruct you. Be open. Be open and yielded. Don't resist the spirit of prophecy. God will speak to you. God will guide you. And I want to tell you something. This is the greatest season of your life. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.